Amen. A few months ago, I was praying about what to speak about tonight, and I felt the Lord say, talk about anxiety. And let me tell you, I just had anxiety because I went to the back and I couldn't find my notes. So I'm not saying, and I hope you hear this, anxiety is something we all deal with for our whole lives at some level. But what I want to share with you tonight, the Bible has a lot to say about anxiety, and there's hope and freedom in Jesus over anxiety, amen? That if we exchange our anxiety and worry and fear to Jesus, he gives us his peace. And sometimes that's every day, sometimes that's every moment. And some people hear, you know, your young adults, your youth, you're starting school for the first time, or you're going into a new school. Some people have jobs. Some people worry and have anxiety about the future. Some are allowing the past to affect today. Some are having anxiety over the world wars, or not the world wars, but the war in Ukraine, about the fires going on, about COVID restrictions maybe coming back. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can be anxious about, isn't there? I have a friend that for years he's dealt with worry and anxiety, and he's at a place now. He's allowed worry and anxiety to master his life, and he's at a place now where he won't even leave his house. You see, when anxiety or worry become a master over our lives, we become crippled to that emotion. The definition of anxiety is this: a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome. It can cause avoidance behaviors and often physical symptoms like increased heart rate and muscle tension. I mean, who here, and I know I'm asking anxious people to raise their hands, but who here has dealt with or knows someone that's dealing with anxiety? Just raise your hand. And I just want everyone to look around. Like, this is a pandemic. It's an epidemic. All right, just drop your hands. I'm no stranger to anxiety that paralyzes me. Before Christ, when I was 25, I still remember, I finished university. I was starting my new job. I was like $150,000 in debt. I was trying to deal with things on myself. I was worried about this, worried about that, to the point of I didn't even know why I was anxious. I was just always anxious. And it got to the point, I still remember, for about a year or two, I would call someone. I'd be so anxious. They would start talking, and I would hang up the phone. That's how anxious I was. And I never knew when it would come on. You know, even to be here right now, I used to get totally anxious, and I still have some anxiety about speaking publicly. But by the grace of God, through Jesus Christ, anxiety is no longer my master. Jesus is. And I want to give hope tonight for anyone here that has anxiety. Allison shared it too. I want to give hope tonight if you're dealing with crippling anxiety, anxiety that affects your physical body, anxiety like that, there's hope in Jesus tonight. And it's not to say you'll never have anxiety, but while you have it, Jesus will walk with you through it. And tonight, we're not getting into medical stuff. We're not getting into chemical imbalances, the physical part of us, or emotions. You know, some people see counselors and all that stuff, which is good. You know, there's three parts of us. There's our physical body. There's our soul, which is our emotion, our mind, free will, personality. But then there's a spirit part of us. And the spirit part of us is our connection to God. And so often we neglect the spiritual part of us. And we go to other things, or we try other things out, like, you know, zoning out on Netflix or whatever it is we do to try to deal with our worry, anxiety, and we don't go to God. And tonight I want to share with you that God has a lot to say about anxiety. And the Bible says the truth shall set us free, amen? So there's lots that God says in his word that can help us with anxiety tonight. Philippians 4, 6 to 7 says this: do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. Isn't that a beautiful verse? Don't be anxious for nothing. Who is looking for that type of peace tonight? Amen? Peace beyond all understanding. Well, the Bible says right here, this is the truth that we can hold on to with prayer, with supplication, humility. We can exchange our anxiety for the peace of Jesus. But it says we need to pray with humble hearts. So often we try to do things on our own. We try to work things out. We're looking for that formula. We're looking for different things. And we don't come to Jesus with humility and say, Jesus, change me. Jesus, I need you to take away my anxiety. I can't do this on my own. There's an actual scientific study, because it says with Thanksgiving as well, there's a scientific study that thankfulness and anxiety come from the same part of the brain, and they can't coexist at the same time. So the next time we're anxious, just here's another tool, a truth. Start thanking God for something in your life and just keep thanking Him. Right now, close your eyes and thank Him. Thank Him for things in your life that He has done. Thank Him for friends, for family, whatever it is that God puts in your mind. Now just open your eyes. If you can't think of anything to thank Him for the cross where Jesus died for you and me to pay for our sins. Jesus loved us so much, He paid for our sins in full on that cross. So often as Christians, we obviously believe that Jesus is the only way, the only bridge between us and God. He died to make the way for us to be children of God. And it's called the Great Exchange. The Great Exchange is when I come to the cross, I lay my sin, I lay my burdens and guilt and shame at the feet of Jesus, and He gives us His righteousness, amen? He gives us His peace, His grace. And when God sees us that are in Christ, He sees perfection. He sees us as clean because He sees Christ in us. It's no longer what we do or have done. It's what Christ has done for us. And we're trusting in that as Christians. It's called the Great Exchange. But so often as Christians, we stop there and we accept the fruits of the flesh, whether it be addictions or anger, or tonight we're talking about anxiety, and we just submit to the fact, well, I'm just an anxious person or I have to worry. But what I want to share with you tonight, there's an exchange that we can partake in to live a victorious life in Christ. And that exchange is any fruit of the flesh we can exchange with the fruit of the Spirit in Christ. So I can exchange my anxiety right now for the peace of Jesus. You see, we are called to live victorious lives in Christ, and we can do that, friends. Jesus has set us free from the fruits of the flesh. So right now, I just want to get into 4 points that Jesus speaks to specifically on anxiety. And I just want us to open up our hearts, because we have to believe that through whom all things were created, He would kind of know how we tick, right? The one who created us knows how we tick. So let's listen to what He says about anxiety. And there's 4 things that He talks about, 4 main points that we'll go over tonight. And it's found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 34. So if you have your Bible, just open it up to that passage, those verses, and we'll just go through it together. So first of all, Matthew 6, verse 25 says this. Jesus is speaking, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and body more than clothing?" And then in Matthew 6, 28, "And why are you anxious about clothing?" So the first point is, Jesus is telling us is life is more than the things we're anxious about. Even clothes, even food, even drink. He's saying life's a lot more than that. So don't worry. Don't be anxious. You see, what I found is when I get my eyes off of the things that I can see, or the things of the flesh, other things, you know, at work or whatever it is that I'm worried about, anxious about, my family. And I get my eyes on Jesus, worshiping him like we did tonight, and about his mission, that anxiety starts to go away. And Jesus is telling us life is more than these things that we get anxious about. We see Jesus on the boat, right? The storm is there, and the disciples are going crazy because the storm's there, and they're getting anxious, they're worrying for their life. And that's we would think that's a normal thing to do. And Jesus is sleeping. And then he kind of rebukes him, says, "You have little faith." So tonight, I want us to be more like Jesus and just ask him for that peace. Matthew 6:33 says this. Jesus says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." You see, we need to live for something greater than the things that make us anxious. Oftentimes, we have anxiety because we are living for lesser things. We're building our life on sand and not the rock of Christ. The joy and peace we are all searching will flow when we put Jesus first in our lives. But when the external activities, the temporal things come first, things get out of order in our lives and the fruits of the flesh start to flourish. Anxiety starts to win out. Jesus states, even worrying about basics like food, drink, and clothes, we're not to do it. So how do we seek the kingdom of God first? So you're a youth tonight. I assume you've started school. Well, your main objective when you go to school isn't just to pass tests. Your main objective is the kingdom of God, is to love God and love people at school. Passing tests is the byproduct. If you work tonight, if you're a young adult or any other adults here, if you have a job, your main objective isn't to earn money to supply for your family. Your main objective is to be a missionary ambassador at your workplace. That's putting the kingdom of God first. If you're in sports, and I have a problem with this one, God's working with me on this one, it's not to win. It's not to win. It's the kingdom of God first. It's to bless others. It's to see how God wants to use me at the hockey that I play with, you know, on the beer league and all these things. It's God, how do you want to use me? First, winning second. You see, what masters us is what we are a slave to. Who is your master? Jesus says we can't serve two masters. Again, we go back to our text, Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. The only master that brings true freedom is Jesus. Amen? Is he master in every area of your life? If anyone or anything is master in our lives other than Jesus, we will have anxiety and worry. That's maybe what is causing many of us to be anxious. Our priorities are misplaced in our lives. Life is more than the earthly things we get anxious about. So that's the first point Jesus is making. Second point, we read in Matthew 6:26, Jesus says this, and Allison shared it in her testimony. Jesus says, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet our Heavenly Father feeds them, and are you not more valuable than they are?" See, Jesus' second point is, don't be anxious because you're valuable to God and you can trust him. We can trust him and we're valuable to God. You see, when we're seeking value from other things other than Jesus, from this world, from friends, from our title at work, from our friend group at school, from the amount of likes on our Facebook or Instagram, then our value is in the wrong place. But when our value is in Christ and Christ alone, and we trust in him and him alone, that is when we will live in the peace of God. Who are you trusting in today? You know, I was just in Mexico on vacation. I was blessed to go down there with my wife. It's been like 11 years since my wife and I just got to go on a vacation on our own without our kids, and that was a great time. And the good news about that too is I was able to marry some young adults on a beach at the exact same sand that my wife and I got married on. And it was just a real special time. My grandpa married us in 2002, and it was just a great time. But as I was thinking about this message, we have a mutual friend that's here tonight that lives down in Mexico now, spoiled brat. But anyway, he's got a beautiful place down there, and I'm just thinking about two acquaintances of his. One is a story of, you know, a lady that we talked to, and she said her sister comes down to Mexico every year and pays up to $5,000 she pays a photographer to take her around to the most beautiful places in Mexico, around Cancun. And then she takes those pictures and posts them throughout the year on Instagram to get a lot of likes. And then there's another girl, young adults. These are two young adult girls. And she leads worship. She heads up an orphanage. She loves Jesus, and she's about his mission. Two different girls, two different young adults. One is getting their value and identity in the things of this world, in likes on Instagram, and the other is getting their value in Jesus. The question is, who are you getting your value from? Who am I getting my value from? We need to get it from Jesus, friends. And we can trust him with every detail of our lives, because really anxiety and worry is the opposite of trust, right? Oftentimes when we are anxious, it is a sign that we don't see our value from God and are not trusting in him. We need to get to a place where our value comes from God alone, and we trust everything to him. So the third point that Jesus makes is we're not to accept anxiety. So he says in Matthew 6, 30 to 32, "But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith, therefore do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them." Jesus says, don't be anxious. Three times in this short text, Jesus says, don't be anxious. You know that 365 times in the Bible, now I haven't checked every one of them, but I read this. 365 times, it says, don't fear, don't worry, don't be anxious. And if you work out the math, that's for every day of our lives, or every day of our lives throughout a year. Isn't that awesome? 365 times the Bible says, don't be anxious. So this is an important message tonight. God knows the human condition. He knows that we get anxious, that we get fearful as humans, but he commands us not to be anxious, not to worry. God is saying, don't accept fear and anxiety in your life as a lifestyle. Don't allow it to master you, because we have God in our lives. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, amen? The Bible says that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind. So we can hold on to those promises that fear, worry, and anxiety is not from God. It's a fruit of the flesh. And again, we can exchange those fruits for the fruit of Jesus, which is peace and self-control, and these fruits that he'll give us in the spirit. Let's not be okay with our worry and anxiety. Let's trust that in Christ we have freedom from it. Oftentimes when we make excuses for worrying, I did this for years. I made excuses. Well, worrying runs in the family. I've always worried my whole life, and it's true. I've always been an anxious person. But we have to get to a point, just like anything in our lives, that I might struggle with anxiety and worry my whole life, but I will not allow it to master me anymore, because Jesus died to set me free. The Bible says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Do you want that freedom tonight? And you can have it in Christ. I can have it. See, we expect or we accept too many fruits of the flesh as normal in our Christian life when Jesus has set us free, but so often we choose to walk in slavery or bondage when we could walk in freedom in Christ Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't accept anxiety in your life as something you have to live with or be mastered by, because we have Jesus who's conquered anxiety in our lives. Amen. Last point, and this has helped me so much, friends. Jesus makes this point, live for today in light of eternity. Matthew 6:27, he says, and which of you being anxious can add a single hour to his lifespan? He's basically telling us all this energy we spend worrying about this and that. Sometimes our heads are exploding with all the stuff we're anxious about. And Jesus is saying, it doesn't do anything for us. It just hurts us, right? He's saying it can't even add an hour to your lifespan. So why are you being anxious? Why are we being anxious? Matthew 6:34, Jesus says, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. You know, friends, this has helped me so much. We were designed not to handle any more anxiety than what we're going to have today. It's a challenge for us not to worry about tomorrow, a week from now, a month from now, what's going to happen, these things that we worry about. We need to focus on living for today because that's all we can handle. But then we also do it in light of eternity because Jesus says this, and this actually starts out our text, Matthew 6:19-21. He says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That's such a powerful verse. So we live for 2 days. If you're struggling with anxiety, just embrace this truth tonight. Live for 2 days. Live for today in light of eternity. Because when we live in light of eternity, it gives us perspective on what's important today. Amen? So a lot of things that I'm anxious about when I'm dealing with anxiety, I say to myself, will this matter the day I stand before God? When Jesus says, well done, good and faithful servant, this thing I'm anxious about, this thing I'm worried about, will it matter? And if it doesn't matter then, it shouldn't matter now. Amen? So we need to get better at just living for 2 days. Living for today and living for the day we meet Jesus. Live life in light of eternity. What treasures are you laying up in your life? Jesus says only eternal treasures will last. And where your treasure is, that is where your heart is. Your heart, our hearts are our inner being, our emotions, the deepest part of us. No wonder so many of us get anxious because our eyes are set on temporary things and not eternal things. We're going to be anxious if we set our eyes on the things of this world. You know, really, if we get anxious, we should be anxious about souls that don't know Jesus around us. if we're going to get anxious and worry, let's worry about ourselves glorifying God and becoming more and more like Christ. Anxiety starts in the heart. I truly believe if the main treasure in our hearts is Jesus, peace will follow. When the Prince of Peace is King and Master of our hearts, peace is the byproduct. So just in closing here tonight, the four things Jesus tells us. Number one, life is more than the things we get anxious about. Number two, we are valuable to God and we can trust Him in everything. Number three, let's not accept anxiety as a lifestyle. And I know some people battle with anxiety more than others, but make sure you stay in the battle with Jesus. Don't resign to the fact that anxiety needs to master you. And number four, live for today in light of eternity. I'm just going to close with this story that just talks about us building eternal treasures in heaven and not being so focused on ourselves. Because oftentimes anxiety in my life starts to well up when I'm just focused on myself and not focused on God and others. There's a story by John Piper. And the story goes like this. About 2 weeks before he gave this talk, there was two missionary ladies in Africa who worked at an orphanage, gave their lives to share Jesus and help out orphans in Africa. And they were in their early 80s, late 70s, and they were in a car accident. They went over a cliff in Africa and died. And, you know, a gentleman at his church, at Pastor Piper's church, said to him, "What a travesty that these women died in a car accident." And Pastor Piper says this. He says, "No, that's not a tragedy. They gave their lives for Jesus. They're in glory right now. They lived a life of purpose and meaning. They lived a life that counts for this life and for eternity. I will tell you what a tragedy is. The tragedy is another story that I know of some people that they bought into the North American dream. That we're going to be happy. That after we raise our families and work a job and we retire. And then we just retire pleasing ourselves and then die." So he shares a story about this couple that they had reached 65. They retired. And their dream was to go to Florida. And for the rest of their days, they bought a boat and collected seashells. Don't buy that false lie that our whole society is holding on to. Live like these two ladies that gave their lives to Jesus. So right now, I just want to give you an opportunity. Whatever is going on in your heart, if you have anxiety tonight, if you have fear in your life that you just haven't been able to get rid of, I invite you to come to the altar and just lay it at the feet of Jesus and exchange your anxiety for the peace of the Lord. And we're going to have prayer partners up here, but we're going to sing some songs. And now's the time to respond with humility and say, "Jesus, I've tried it on my own and it hasn't worked. I've tried different things, but Jesus, now I'm reaching out to you and I'm asking you, Jesus, to change me from the inside out, to give me that peace that you promise that's beyond all understanding." And my friends, Jesus will give you that peace. I know he will because he's done it for me. He's done it for Allison. He's done it for so many people. And Jesus is not a respecter of persons. He is there for everyone that will reach out to him and ask for a touch for him. There's hope for anyone here tonight that struggles with anxiety, depression, whatever it is. Man, I was at a point in my life, in my 20s, I had suicidal thoughts. I know what it is to be depressed and anxious, but I can tell you, I can testify, when I reached out for Christ, to Jesus, he saved me. He changed me, and even now when those anxious feelings come, and these attacks come, like when I just lost my notes before I came out here, Jesus is still faithful every day. So I just encourage you to get up out of your seats. Not worry about what anyone else thinks or says. Just come up to the altar and do business with Jesus. And maybe it's just you and God. If a prayer partner comes, if you just want to be at the altar with you and God, you do that. But I want to encourage us to get a touch from Jesus. Because friends, we've heard the truth of the Lord tonight from Jesus himself. But we don't have freedom with just principles and truth. We need a touch from the Lord by the power of the Spirit, amen? It's both, worshiping God in spirit and truth. We've heard the truth, now we're asking Jesus, "Jesus, now change me, touch me. Take this anxiety away and give me your peace." And for some of you, you've never truly surrendered your life to Jesus, and that's the first step, and I encourage you to come forward, to say, "Jesus, I need you. I believe you died on the cross for my sin, that you took my shame, you took my guilt, And tonight I'm surrendering my life to you. Some of you have walked away from the Lord, or you're on the fence, and I encourage you to come forward. Now's the time to respond and say, Jesus, I've gone my own way, but tonight, Jesus, I want you to come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. To the glory of God, let's pray. Father, we just thank you, God, that we don't have to live in bondage, that although our human emotions, a lot of times we get anxious, we worry about things, and sometimes those emotions take over. But Lord, when you are Master Jesus, when we humble ourselves and come to you, you promise us your precious peace. Peace of the Spirit, Lord. So I pray right now that anyone that you're working on right now, anyone that your Spirit is calling, that you would give them boldness to come forward to the altar and do business with you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.